Well, listen, I'll just one second. They are putting up the cables. You want me to call you back on the mobile? You're running out of it.
Yeah, can I hang on for a bit?
Okay, yes, I think it will be pretty quick. Is that only have one computer that can make this?
Well, I need more plan with the language.
Yeah, no, yeah. Okay, so, well, how do you, yeah? Are we, okay, so we are again with some news from the people that were trying to get to Fort Edge, where the B-50 bombers are leaving to kill people in Iraq. So can you tell us what is going? It's like now around 3 p.m. on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Where are you?
The latest situation is now we're driving, we're on the motorway, we're escorted with police vans behind, police cars and motorbikes ahead. Then the latest thing we were speculated that they could let us to the motorway. And we could drive, we'd end up driving anyway. But what's happened, motorbikes and up ahead and cars are parked junctions, prevent vehicles coming from the motorway in order to, as I understand, keep our three coaches safer. So they're actually preventing the cars coming to the motorway with their parked, which is, I mean, it's an amazing amount of cars they must be using. It's definitely not the same motorbike cars scoot up ahead. Which is extraordinary. So
basically, they are actually cutting the whole motorway from Fairport to London.
Yes, like we might be going to London with these police.
So
this is our next speculation, which is be incorrect. But and they're still with us, always. It becomes ever impossible.
Okay, well, that they're giving you the VIP treatment. We're like pressing his motor. Seven.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, so will you keep us informed when anything happens? Yeah?
Keep you up to date.
Okay. Okay. Ciao.